So if you'd like to take your sermon outlines out, you might like to follow along. I wonder today if any of you suffer from insomnia. You know, when you have sleepless nights. And I've called today's message, Are You Suffering From Insomnia? Because I want us to start thinking about that this morning, because I think it's going to come up a little bit in our psalm today. Are there things in your mind that at night you just can't switch off? And they stress you. And it causes you to not have the sleep that you want. Maybe if you're someone who wears a watch or has something on that, you know, measures how you sleep. Do you ever get those nights where it says it's disruptive or it's poor or something like that? Because you just can't switch off. You're insomniac because there is so much stress in your life that you can't shut it out. Do you ever feel like that? Maybe some of you are feeling like that today. Maybe you're feeling that the stress levels are so high. Maybe it's a financial difficulty. Maybe it's a relationship issue. Maybe you're not sure what's going on at work or what the next step might be as you look for work. Maybe it's a health problem, or maybe it's something else. Are there things in your life today that's making you feel that your stress levels are just going higher and higher and higher? Maybe even feeling that you're stressed to the max. You keep thinking that I can't feel any more stress. And it's affecting your life. It's affecting your relationships. It's affecting the time you spend with God. It's affecting your health, maybe. It's affecting your sleep. Are you an insomniac because of stress? How do you respond to that? If you're nodding there with me this morning going, yep, that's me. How do you respond to it? I mean, if you talk to someone here, my feeling is the first thing they would tell you it would be to pray about it. And most of us here would nod our heads. Yes, we know God says to pray about everything. Take everything to God in prayer because He wants what is best for us. And as you often hear me say, that He is the one who can actually do something about our stress more often than we can. Do you respond that way? Do you pray about it? Now, I know I had a situation this year, and I've shared it with a number of you as well. A family member, my dad, has had a lot of health problems. There seemed to be no medical help for him. He was having a lot of care at home. He then lost all his care pretty much and things like that. So, you know, there's been a lot of challenges there, and I've been feeling at times stressed by it. Probably not having sleepless nights, but heading in that direction. And as I was encouraged by others, stop and pray. And I did. I stopped and prayed and offered to God my thoughts and where things were at. But his health issues are still there. In a way, nothing's changed for him. For me, the stress levels at times are still there. The sleepless nights could still be there. I wonder if you're in a similar situation. If you are feeling stressed, if you're knowing that you have prayed about it, but you're still stressed, you've handed it over to God, but you're still stressed, and you still have sleepless nights, and you're not sure how God is actually answering your prayers. I wonder if you feel like that today. Maybe if you have felt like that, someone has shared, like they did with me earlier in the year, they mentioned the Footprints poem. Most of you would probably know what it is. It's a great little poem. It's a poem that shows that a person is looking back on their life and they see at times two sets of footprints walking down the beach. Another time they'd see only one set of footprints walking down the beach. And they realized that throughout their life, whenever there was only one set of footprints, that was the time of most stress in their life. And so at the end of their life, they asked God about it. Why did this happen? Two sets of prints and then one set of prints. And when I was stressed, it was only one set of prints. Basically saying to God, why, when it was the most stressful, did I walk alone? God's response? Well, when there were two sets of prints walking down the beach, I walked beside you. When there was only one set of prints, I carried you. I wonder today if you are feeling stressed, if you're wondering how God is answering your prayer, if God is answering your prayers, because you know that you're still in your stress. Maybe you are sitting on or standing on that beach looking back, and maybe you can't see any footprints. Maybe all you can see is yourself on that beach and the issues that you face today, what's causing your stress. Maybe all you can see is the stress. And so in just seeing that in nothing else and not seeing how God answers prayer or not seeing, maybe starting to ask the question, where is God in this? I wonder if you're in that position today. I wonder if you're starting to wonder, where is God in the midst of your maxed out stress? Your insomnia because you can't sleep, your other health issues because of stress. How do you respond to that? Well, if that's you today, you're right here with this psalm. This psalm is for you. This psalm is for me. In verse 2, it says, "At night I stretched out untiring hands and I would not be comforted." Down in verse 4, "You kept my eyes from closing." Asaph, who this psalm is about, has insomnia. He cannot sleep. He is stressed about something. Now, we don't actually know what his stress is, but this is causing him a lot of issue. And like many of you would have said, and I would have said, pray about it. And that's exactly what he does. You know, verse 1, "I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, my spirit grew faint." He prayed because he remembered God could do something about the stress and the issue, whatever it is that he was facing. But he didn't see God answering him. Now, verse 7, "Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he, in anger, withheld his compassion?" I wonder if you've ever felt like that. Now, if you're feeling your stress today and you're wondering, where is God? Is God answering my prayers? How is he doing it? Why is he not doing it? If I'm on the beach and I'm looking back and I can't see any set of footprints, just the problem I'm in today, if that's you, you're here with Asaph. His story might be your story today. Starting to wonder, where is God? What is God doing? And if this Asaph story is your story, can I encourage you, you know, not just now, but later on again today, to read through this psalm. Because this is one of the reasons why I love the psalms. Because the psalms are written by people. You know, most of God's word is God's word written for us by God giving it to his people to write it down. Here, it's God's people or other people in the Psalms who are responding to God. They're writing to God. And one of the beautiful things I find in the Psalms is they're so honest, they're so raw. Here is a guy who is so stressed out, he can't sleep, and he's saying, "God, where are you? I don't see you answering my prayers, God. Where are you in all this?" And maybe when the psalm was read out earlier, you realized that by the end of the psalm, was Asaph still in his whatever the issue is, or was he out of it? He was still in it. You know, most of the psalms we read when they write them, the person is never, God never takes them out of their stress directly. When we get to the end of the psalm, he is still in it. But he still gives an answer of how he copes. And I think when we look at it, how he responds, if you said today you felt that you were right there with him, Psalm 77 is for you, then how he copes is how we can cope. What does he tell us to do? Verse 10 to 12. "Then I thought, to this I will appeal. the years when the Most High stretched out his right hand. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. He says, I'm going to remember what God has done. Does that sound a little bit familiar to last week? Remember last week when we looked at Psalm 46, we talked about coming and seeing the Lord. In other words, remembering what the Lord had done. Asaph says the same thing. Asaph, in his situation, says, I'm not going to focus on it. I'm not going to focus directly on my stress. I'm going to look back, and I'm going to look back and see what God has done in history. I'm going to look back and see what God has done in the lives of his people since creation. And we get that picture here as he summarizes it in verse 15 through to 18. He says, I looked back, I looked at God's word, I remembered what I'd been heard in songs, I remembered what I'd been taught, I remembered what God had done. Now for us, it's actually easier because we have the whole of God's word, the Bible, in our hands. Now we have the record of some of all the great things that he has done. So we can remember, in a sense, what Asaph said to do just by reading God's word. So I wonder today, if you are stressed, if you cannot sleep, or stress is affecting you in other ways, maybe today you're thinking your problem's too big for God, or God's not there, or God's not answering, God's not listening. Can I encourage you to hear the words of Asaph and to read, to remember, to read God's word, see that if he can create the world, if he can create you and I, if he can deliver, as he talks about here in Psalm 77, deliver God's people out of Egypt, part the Red Sea. As we go on in his history, and we're going to touch on this when we get to the book of Joshua later on after the Psalms, when he brings down the walls of the great city of Jericho. And you go later in the Old Testament when he kept Daniel out of the lion's mouths. In the New Testament, when he brings Jesus back to life again. If God can do all of that, can't he deal with our stress? He certainly can. We can remember that by reading his word. So it begs the question for us today, are we reading it? Can I encourage you at times too, if you are having sleepless nights, some of you have like little listening devices or things like that. Listen to scripture if you're struggling to sleep. Hear God's word. See, remember the great things he has done. Remember the times in your life when God has answered prayers. Remember the times in other people you know's lives that God answered prayers. Remember at times the stories, not just in scripture, but other stories you hear of the miracles that God does. See, we have a powerful God who does work miracles. Just think about your own lives for a moment. If you know today, and as most of you in this room would say, you love and follow Jesus, friends, that's a miracle. Remember what he's done for you. See, Asaph said in the midst of his stress, in the midst of crying out to God, not knowing if God actually heard him because he couldn't see an answer to his prayers. He said, I can still, in the midst of that stress, in the midst of insomnia, I can still look back and remember what God has done. And so can we. But he also, remember I said he wasn't taken out of his situation, but he says he chooses to trust God. Look at verse 13 and following. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. Even though he couldn't see an answer to his own cries out to God, he says, God, I know you're holy. God, I know that you always do the right thing. You are the one who does miracles. You are the one who has the power. I know you exercise it. I know you do it, God. Yes, I can't see it in my own life, but I trust that you do it. He chooses to trust. In our stress, do we show that same level of faith? Or is part of our stress because we don't actually trust that God can do something about it. We don't actually trust that God hears us when we pray. We don't actually trust that God can handle our big situation. We don't actually trust or have faith that he can do what we want. It doesn't mean he will, but he always hears our prayers and he always answers. Remember, as Asaph said, he's a holy God. He's a powerful God. He's the almighty God. He will always do things right. As I prayed earlier today, he does what gives glory to him and is the best for us. Even with like Asaph, Asaph couldn't see it. But isn't the great thing that when Asaph couldn't see it, he writes this psalm and we can see it today? Or do we start to trust ourselves more? Do we start to trust the things of this world more? We can deal with the stress ourselves and we forget about God. So even though at times, and I know in talking with some of you, particularly in the last couple of months with what's been going on in the Middle East, people have been saying, Stephen, our world is out of control. But it's not. God's always in control. Nothing takes God by surprise. We might not know why things are happening in the world, but God does. And because of that, we can choose to trust in a holy and good God. So if you're like Asaph today, if Psalm 77 is for you and you're feeling super stressed or you're feeling like an insomniac, consider where your trust is. And if you're starting to realize today, maybe it's not on God, can I encourage you to do what he does and make that choice? And it's a choice we actually have to make every single day, that we're going to choose to trust in him. If no one is as loving as our great God, if no one is holy, no one is all-powerful, no one's all-knowing like he is, why wouldn't we want to turn to him? But sadly, often we don't. See, Asaph, when you look at this psalm, he seems to do everything right. He prays, he knows who God is, but he still stresses. In the midst of that stress, he copes. In the midst of the insomnia, he copes by remembering God in history, what he has done in the past, and makes a choice to trust him in the present. Today, if you're in the same place as Asaph, will you make the same choices? Let me pray. Father, I thank you. As we read through the Psalms, we see the honesty, the rawness, the pain, the hurt of the people who write them. But in all of them, Lord, most who we don't see removed from their situation, they all make the choice to still trust you no matter what, because you're a great God. Father, help us in our own situations to do exactly that as well. Father, if there is someone here today who is feeling overstressed and feeling that it is just too hard, Lord, may they bring it all to you and leave it with you. May they share it with another person here today, their burden, so we also can be praying for them and encouraging them to bring it to you. Father, we are not here to be lone ranger Christians. We are family. You are our head, and we are there to encourage one another as we learn from your word together, to grow together, to be more like your son. And so, Father, if people are hurting, help us to know so that we can be right there alongside with them. Father, we do thank you that you do hear our prayers. We thank you that you're all-powerful, that you're holy, that you're righteous, and you will bring ultimate justice in the end. And Father, we look forward to that day. But until that day comes, help us to live for you. Help us to respond like Asaph, that we can look and see what you've done in the past and make that choice to trust you every day. Help us to do that right now in your name. Amen.